What did you think of the market, Josie?
Dauphine asked. It's amazing.
You see? Je l'ai dit, non? I told her, Papa. She did not believe me.
Xavier gave a small smile, and I wished I could see his eyes.
Is that right?
I lifted a shoulder, then cleared my throat. I've never experienced anything like it. It was also a little overwhelming. A waiter appeared. Dauphine ordered an orangina, and Xavier looked expectantly at me.
May I order a drink for you?
Okay, thank you. Nothing alcoholic. He nodded.
Un citron pressé, he told the waiter. Pour nous deux.
What am I having? I asked. He took his sunglasses off, and I was momentarily frozen in the snare of his blue eyes.
Wait and see.
Swallowing, I nodded.
Sorry if the saleswoman embarrassed you. I had a tailor measure my inseam at the market once. I know the feeling.
He gave a small grin, and my stomach unclenched slightly, grateful he was trying to make me feel at ease. It was certainly unexpected. He smirked, and I had a feeling he wanted to ask something else, but it never came. So, where is Evan today? I asked. Isn't he supposed to be your security?
He's around here.
Xavier's mouth twitched, and his eyes went over my shoulder.
Ah, here he is now.
Xavier leaned back and lifted a hand. I turned to see Evan strolling down the street from the other direction.
No room for me at the inn,
Evan said as he eyed our table.
Dauphine, there's an acrobat I just passed. Shall I take you to go and see him?
She jumped up.
Oui, j'adore.
I just ordered her a drink,
Xavier protested. Evan smiled and looked at both his boss and me.
And it will be here when we get back.
Xavier scowled, and I felt like I was missing something.